from your home for 26 minutes of sports and 2 minutes of other, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah. It's nice to be here. Yeah, it is. I know it'd be nicer to be standing outside. It's super nice out today.
We experienced, I think, all four seasons since the last time we were on.
That is 100% accurate, actually. Yeah, this last week has been...
It was snowing on Sunday.
It was. I did catch that. I didn't agree with it.
I was here recording my other show, and all of a sudden I saw snowflakes, and I went, what the actual?
Yeah, there were flurries on my drive home, and I didn't dig that. But now it's, I believe, about 75 and sunny on a nice... Yeah. We're recording on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I bet it'll be like that for a couple of days.
Maybe.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Wisconsin.
That's spring. That was our 2 minutes of other.
Yeah, there you go.
That is fact. That's truth in advertising. Nice job with that.
Yeah.
We've got a sports week going on.
Yeah, it's a big week for some people that follow it.
Well, I'm going to say the NFL draft, which is coming up on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
And it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I still feel like first round is must watch TV. I really do.
I think watching the second round now has become, because you've actually been seeing more talent stay on longer and be longer, you know, more longevity.
Yes.
When you're taking in the second round, you know, and I think there's more people that go, who's that? Well, he was in the second round. Oh. He's a stud.
Yeah. I feel like that is something with the kind of a side product of the transfer portal in college football is players have the opportunity to really develop their game. They'll stay that extra year.
Right.
Instead of going as a redshirt sophomore, you will go to another school and you'll learn another skill set to develop your football skills and you become a better NFL player.
I mean, like the Ohio State Buckeyes, their coaching staff?
NFL.
Yeah.
It is NFL guy. And they're not NFL cast-offs.
And it used to be Alabama.
Yes.
You know, Clemson, Georgia.
Sure.
You know, all those, and they still do. But they run NFL-style, you know, stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, the first, second, and third round,
fourth round's even valuable at this point.
Oh yeah, no, and especially if you get into and you and I do, and I'm sure there's others out there too that really do get into the NFL and your team, whoever your team might be. Yours is fortunately for you the Vikings. There's other people who root for
the
Bears.
That's the nicest thing you've said for me.
You know, I was trying to.
You're trying to be positive.
I'm trying. I really am. Yeah. New Leafs. You know.
Yeah.
So, the draft really has that. You got a sheet. You got some. Maybe even you have a couple guys that you really want to see in that second round. You start filling the gaps on your team.
Yeah,
your,
for sure.
Like the
backups.
Packers.
Backups.
Yes. Yep. Because you know you've accepted as a fan. You just know the starters. You got 11 starters on offense and defense, but you need a full 53-man roster. There isn't a team in the NFL who doesn't need their second quarterback, their third running back, their backup tackle sometimes plays huge roles in your season.
And it's become more important in a couple of years. They're going to go to 18 games.
Yes.
You know, two less preseason, but more regular season. Well, then all of a sudden you start talking about, you know, load management, which everybody hates that term.
It's an NBA. It happens in the NBA, and it's my least favorite thing about the NBA is that phrase.
Right.
Yes.
But on the plus side, there's only a quarter of the games that like the NBA or baseball has.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's still going to become a thing. I mean, you might have to rest somebody.
No, you will need to see. There isn't a team that doesn't need to see their fifth round pick make a play.
Right.
There isn't a team that isn't affected by, let's say, your second round pick not seeing the field.
Right.
Your first round pick getting injured and not playing.
And it's more important too, because of the salary.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, you get these rookies, you know, any of them, you get them on, you know, 2-3-4 year deals.
Correct.
And they're cheap labor.
Well, and it's
essentially,
if you aren't good, there's NFL teams that are terrible at drafting.
Yeah.
And as a result, you are paying, instead of having a draft pick be your backup wide receiver, your backup quarterback, your backup defensive tackle, your fourth cornerback, now you're having to pay a free agent. you're paying a couple $3-4 million extra because of bad drafting. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at what happens when you're doing it the right way. Teams that draft and develop and do it the right way. Philadelphia has been great at it. 49ers.
Lately. I mean, not last year. It was a little
49ers to a degree. They seem to just the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
For the longest time,
they were doing it good, and all of a sudden,
you go up and down, yeah. But they're still pointed up. You're not the Browns
5 years ago.
You're not the Jets.
Right.
You're not the Saints. There's a number of teams that just don't hit on draft picks, and
we could say Minnesota too. I mean, we do hit on them once in a while, but not.
Oh, I didn't want to bring. I was trying to be positive. Yes. Your GM got fired this year because of bad drafting. Remember?
Well, yeah, bad management.
Bad, all sorts of, yeah.
I mean, when you have the guy that was your starting quarterback the year before, all of a sudden the next year...
Wins the Super Bowl,
and you could have paid him a little bit more.
Correct. Yeah, yep. That's why the draft is so important, because it all does circle back to who's on your roster.
Especially quarterbacks are... Yeah,
absolutely.
The high talent or, the specialized guys.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. Even though I think running backs are making a resurgence.
Yes.
About value.
Yeah, because the best running backs in the league are extremely valuable to their teams. Yeah. They are the best running backs in the league are on the best teams in the league, generally.
So, speaking of that, what is your team's biggest needs?
Okay, the Green Bay Packers do not have a first-round pick.
Why?
They traded for Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
It's fine. Well, the Packers don't have a tremendous track record of drafting well in the first round. They're above average, I'd say, because they hit on a Jordan Love. They
hit on him, though?
I mean, he's your starting quarterback, right? Like, 5 years later, they're the guy they drafted is their starting quarterback. How's that working for Minnesota? Touche, right? Yeah, sorry about that.
Adrian Peterson's going to the Hall of Fame.
But on the negative side, like a guy like Christian Watson was drafted in the first round, and the Packers seemed
to be in the first round.
He was the end of the first round, or was it the top of the second?
Top of the second. Because Matthew Golden was the first one.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
I remember that because Aaron Rodgers
and Matthew Golden wasn't tremendous. Their first round picks are they've had Devontae Wyatt is your starting nose tackle, but
your decent wide receivers left in the offseason.
The Packers don't have their second round pick. I have written down here depth.
Yeah.
If they don't draft a cornerback with the 52nd overall pick, which feels doable, feels like the right move.
Sure.
You're starting cornerbacks in a league of good wide receivers and in a division full of great quarterbacks. I will say I didn't mean that. The Vikings don't have great quarterbacks, man. Not yet. They might.
Not yet.
But they have great wide receivers.
Yes.
If you have great talent on the outside and you're being covered by Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine,
what do you mean?
You're going to lose 10 games.
Yeah.
That's 100%. Even with McKinney in the back as your safety, Javon Bullard played pretty well as your slot guy. Lucas Van Ness is a bust at first in your first round pick. You need a cornerback who starts.
Right.
There has to be, if it's a stretch, maybe he's the 58th best player, but if there's a guy, you have to take him in that second round. I will be disappointed. I will be more disappointed this year that they don't take a cornerback in the second round than I was excited last year that they took a wide receiver, quite honestly. I thought they were okay at wide receiver last year. They didn't need a wide receiver, but they need a cornerback.
Right.
And then for the rest of the draft, give me the best player available.
Sure.
Every single time. They need depth at quarterback.
How many picks do they have? I didn't even look.
They've got second, third, a couple in the fourth, and three in the sixth, I believe.
I can verify that.
But they need depth everywhere. They lost their second and third best quarterback last year. They need a young quarterback. I would like to see the developmental quarterback out of... was it Talen Green, the guy out of Arkansas? Oh,
sure.
Give me a guy you can develop in the fifth, sixth round at quarterback. You need a real running back in your backfield besides Josh Jacobs.
Oh, besides.
You need it. He's good.
It's already starting to look like.
But you're getting some tread on those tires. Yeah. You need offensive. You lost two starters on your offensive line this year. You replaced them with depth.
Right.
Which means you need people behind them. So Same thing, tight end. You have Tucker Kraft coming off an injury, but you don't have anything behind him.
Right.
I will take a wide receiver. I'll take a tight end. You give me, they lost a couple of defensive tackles, defensive ends. They lost a couple edge rushers.
They lost a lot of people.
They lost a lot of depth. There's a lot to replace. They lost line. Quay Walker was your starting linebacker mm-hmm. last year. He's no longer with the team. They replaced him in a trade for a, was it Zaire Franklin? A run-stopping linebacker. Yeah, yep. But they traded away a defensive tackle to do that. So you need, yeah, just the best. Honestly, this is that, give me the most talented athlete. Give me the big school guys all the way through this draft, honest. This is where, give me the Texas A&M defensive tackle. Give me the cornerback from Ohio State. Give me, I don't want to see North Dakota State wide receivers. I don't want to see, you know, Central Michigan interior linemen. I don't need that. I need guys who can see the field immediately, because this team, the Packers, have playoff aspirations.
Right.
If they're not a playoff team, they can be clear the deck. Fire the LaFleurs, fire the whatever. If you're not winning playoff games, if you're not winning playoff games with a franchise quarterback, it's the coach's fault. Get rid of them.
Okay.
What do your Vikings need?
Well, 9 picks this year, which is a nice thing.
Are they top? I mean, do they have high end picks, or are these
18? They got a round. They got 1 in the first round, 2nd, 2 in the third.
Okay.
5th, 6th, and 3 7s. And I think from that 5th on, mm-hmm. they're going to be rearranging.
Well, inevitably, that's the thing
is. I think so.
Those are those spots. You have 7th-round picks. You're using those to
wouldn't be surprised if they traded down in the first to get more of those 2nd, 3rd, and 4th picks.
It, you know, their roster is no different, really, than Green Bay.
It's just, the problem is this year's draft, those players, like 15 to 16 mm-hmm. players.
Okay.
Are the great ones, and then it really drops after that.
Yep.
So I would be surprised if they drop out, but they need a safety. We could use a center.
Sure.
Wide receiver, because we really don't have a number 3 right now.
No, you don't.
Because Adam Thielen retired. Not that that matters.
No, he was not a number 3 last year.
No, he was a 4th, 5th.
To be fair, the Vikings last year never got the chance to throw to a 3rd wide receiver. Their quarterback was getting rid of the ball or running backwards most of the year.
Yeah, he was running scared.
Yeah.
Offensive guard, linebacker maybe.
Okay. Because
we're a little bit of limbo on some of that defensive, like, because Jonathan Grenard might be still
Harrison
there.
Harrison Smith retired. You could use a starter.
Well, no, he didn't officially retire.
Oh, okay. Well,
you might come back.
Sure.
I think you should retire and be a coach.
I mean, That feels right. It feels like he's a secondary coach.
I mean,
he's
been there for his whole career. So, but yeah. Corner, safety,
wide receiver. So, what you're saying, there isn't anything on its surface that's going to move the needle for you to win games, right? Like,
it's depth. I mean, really, like the O line last year, we needed depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They
not
I think
starting
the
O line
only
agents.
Played together, I think, a couple games.
Sure,
of what their original was supposed to be. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they pick up a running back in the 2nd or 3rd.
If that's the right spot for a running back,
yeah. You know, I mean, because there's not really
Aaron Jones and
unless they trade up and get Jeremy Lelf, which
and Anthony Mate was not Mate Jordan Mason didn't do
they're
much.
Solid,
you know, that's like solid.
But once again. When you don't have an O-line that
or
helped.
A quarterback.
Or a quarterback.
I mean, it'll be...
But
it's,
really, it was the O-line last year. I mean, we saw multiple quarterbacks running for their lives.
Sure.
And when your O-line's not that great or mixed-matched and put into whatever, you're going to have problems with running, passing. I mean, the offense.
No, the optics were rough. You watched enough Minnesota games. Yeah. They're not... It didn't feel like
the fact
they
had a 9-8 record was great.
Sure. It does tell me that their coaching staff, as much as I don't know how Kevin O'Connell could be on the hot seat.
He's not.
I don't see it. I don't see Brian Flores on the hot seat like I see in Green Bay. Their whole coaching staff feels like it's on the hot seat this year.
If Kevin O'Connell's on the hot seat, mm-hmm. Brian Flores is going to walk into that job.
That's fair. Yeah, he's the interim head coach in waiting. Yeah, you're right. He's been there long enough. He's earned the right to.
Yeah.
To be the first guy interviewed for that job.
That defense last year was great.
Yes.
It was top 5.
No, you're right. No, in order to be 9-8 with a historically bad offense, yeah, that's the only way you win those games.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what, you know, when they say the needs, mm-hmm. for sure safety, I would like to pick up a, probably a third round, maybe wide receiver.
Yes.
But if they're doing the things they need to be doing and their scouting department is as good as they need to be, they could find a lot of those guys. I mean, Ivan Pace Jr., yes, last year he had a little fall off, drop off.
Sure.
But they re-signed him. They believe in him, you know, but that's an undrafted free agent.
So if you could get three starters out of this draft, you're happy.
Yeah. I'd be all for them getting out of the first round.
For Green. Okay. Well, there, and that is a pretty, if you know who you're drafting and you've got a guy targeted and you've kind of got your roster figured out, you could get three starters and trade down.
I think the interim general manager, he's been with that organization for 19 years.
Oh, okay.
He knows.
He's not trying to make his stamp today. He's already done the work.
He's going to be the general manager.
After the draft closes down.
Depending on how the draft goes.
All right.
That's a good job interview.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So that
starts tomorrow. Is set. And then, of course, Saturday is the fifth, sixth, seventh round of the draft. Goes by really fast. It doesn't
take 10 minutes for each pick.
No. It's a lot more human interest stories.
And especially in those later rounds, there's a lot more movement.
Yes.
You know, you're going to a team that goes, hey, listen, well, I want your pick because I got a guy that I want.
Yep.
Then they all flip and flop.
This is where those are the rounds where the scouting department makes their mark on your roster. Because there's every team that's successful has a sixth, seventh round starter somewhere on that roster who is making a difference somewhere. You just have to have it. What else happened in the NFL, really? Dexter Lawrence got traded from the Giants to the Bengals and got paid.
Yep, because he picked up his two-year contract, and then they gave him an extension on top of that for $28 million.
To go to the worst defense in the history of defenses.
Which is really weird because they didn't want to pay
Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
They didn't want to pay Trey Hendrickson, so they traded. It's bad. I mean, that is how you end up as the Bengals.
They didn't want to be there anymore.
When you are the Bengals, that's how you historically stay bad. Like, you are just going
cheap.
To...
They're cheap on the defense.
Yep, they don't want to spend the money, and then they spend it on the wrong stuff. So it's kind of humorous to me. The NFL draft this year is controlled by two teams who are both really bad at doing this. The Browns and the Giants.
Jets.
And the Jets. They have two first-round picks. Those three teams all have two first-round picks. None of those teams are good at drafting. So I assume that is six busts waiting to happen out of these 30. Yeah, the Jets have two... Because they have the Cowboys pick.
Right.
The Cleveland Browns have two because they have theirs, and they traded Jacksonville. They got Jacksonville's pick for Travis Hunter. And then the Giants have two because they traded their star defensive tackle.
Dallas.
Dallas has two also. Interesting. And again, Dallas is okay at drafting, but it's Jerry Jones.
KC.
KC has two?
Yeah, they have the ninth pick, and then they... Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they have the ninth pick, and then they have the 29th pick.
Huh.
I can't remember who they got.
So that is kind of an interesting...
Offensive line guy. O-line Tooney, maybe? I don't know.
I can't remember. No, I'm not entirely sure how they acquired two, but that's always interesting to me, what teams do with those two first-round picks, because that's a rare thing in sports.
They got them from the Rams.
Ah, there we are. Oh,
that's how they got the 29th
pick. Trent McDuffie, the cornerback.
That's how they got the 29th pick.
There we go, the cornerback. Yeah. And the Rams, once again, traded their first-round pick away. They've done it consistently, but they end up near the Super Bowl every single year. So that'll be...
So the Jets are going to screw it up.
And the Browns are going to screw it up.
I don't think the Giants will.
I mean...
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's not the GM, though. Don't they still have the same GM? They still got that same guy.
Doesn't matter.
Fair. I mean...
That was written and out that
he
Harbaugh
gets roster control a bit. Okay.
Oh yeah,
I trust John Harbaugh.
He would go to any place without saying, "Well, this is going to be my way or the highway."
He's earned that. Yeah.
You know,
Super Bowl winner and all that.
Joe Shane, I don't care.
Right. Okay. Fair. One of them's got a 5-year contract, and one guy has 1 year
pretty much
left on
the
his
language
deal.
Was he answers to the owners.
Ah, that's right. We did. I remember hearing that. Okay. Yeah. All right. So maybe the Giants don't screw that up. Maybe. Because I do like I like Jackson Dart, and I liked watching Cam Scataboo and I think Malik Nabers.
If Jeremiah Love is there at number five.
You take it, and that's a nice-looking offense. And the NFL, I always think that the NFL is better when its premier teams are good.
Yeah.
You know, like, the NFL is better when Dallas is great, as much as I don't like Dallas. It's still better.
Pittsburgh's better when they have our actual quarterback.
Correct. Yep. Yep. No, I
we
do
talk about that.
We will get there. We will. Oh man, no. We weren't going to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't say it.
Years. We went multiple years without mentioning Aaron Rodgers.
It's the same thing. It's just,
and Aaron Rodgers is here telling the Steelers they have a draft at home this year.
Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh man, that feels so good not to have to be an Aaron Rodgers camp thing. Oh, man, no, we're not doing that. We're also not talking about Doc Rivers. I have that written on here. We're not talking about that either.
Not going to be talking about Giannis either.
We are sure not. Yeah, no, because he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
Anything NFL-wise?
I've been
hearing some rumors that J.J. McCarthy might be traded to the Rams because Garoppolo,
Stafford is in his last.
Jimmy Garoppolo's
thinking officially
about
retiring.
Yeah, I forgot. Not officially, he's thinking about it, I guess.
They do need a backup. I mean, this is what happens. It's I'd be interested in that. If that happens, that's a second day of the draft thing, because you're not getting a first round pick for J.J. McCarthy.
No.
You're not getting a second round pick for J.J. McCarthy. Yeah, I don't think so. Not the Rams.
But the fact that they're saying it means that other people see something.
Somebody has put some offers, some chips on the table for J.J. McCarthy.
If the thing is that I think he's there. Mm-hmm. Talent is there. And Jordan Love, he got 3 years, 4 years to develop.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if you're Minnesota, you would love to get out of the J.J. McCarthy game. Regardless of his talent,
I don't think so.
Now that you fired the guy who drafted him is no longer with the franchise, you have a quarterback that you already have to sort of develop and figure out with a first-round arm and an interesting skill set, I don't think you'd feel really comfortable if J.J. McCarthy is your number two.
No, that's why they got Carson Wentz. Some of the things I was hearing, because obviously I follow a lot of the social media.
Sure, yeah.
But it was kind of a common thing was that in the offseason last year, KOC wanted Darnold back, but Kwesi did not make it happen. So there was a little, and I guess it was Kwesi that wanted JJ and thought, he's the guy. And KOC's like, well, maybe. Mm-hmm.
But, you're right.
You know, so.
And when your quarterback whisperer coach says, let's pump the brakes.
Because that'll never come out publicly because
that makes people look bad. You're not trying to.
Not only that, but that completely destroys JJ's confidence level.
Yes, he's going to be looking at a coach that, these are conversations that he's probably had. If O'Connell's a decent coach as a talking to his players guy, that conversation had to come up.
Yep.
It's got to be pretty clear. You're not getting it. You're not doing it right. You're missing this.
Justin Jefferson this week had an interview and somebody asked him, well, how do you feel about Kyler Murray? He's like, yeah, great. I don't know if it was a slip, but he said, it's going to be great to have some talent in that quarterback room this year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's hey, Dude. When you're the best player on your franchise, that's who's supposed to be able to say that stuff, by the way. I don't mind if Justin Jefferson comes out and says those things. I would mind if, say, Jordan Addison came out and said those things, your third string guys. But no, that's accurate.
So, and I'm just going to have it publicly on the record.
Oh, yeah?
Kyler.
That's your Pro Bowl guy? Does he do what Darnold did with the Vikings? Does he put those numbers up?
I think you're going to see the real potential for Kyler.
As an Arizona Cardinals fan, I watched Kyler Murray struggle and just not get
it.
It's my franchise. It's the Arizona
franchise.
Cardinals have never done it right.
Yeah.
Ever. They had.
No, well, they did a little bit there
with other people's stuff. They used Kurt Warner to Kurt Warner in his hobble around at the
end. Carson Palmer there?
Carson Palmer was there for a minute. Emmett Smith was there for a minute. Yeah,
There's a reason why Kyler that year that he was drafted number one would have went in the top five.
Absolutely.
No, if the Arizona didn't want him, somebody would have.
Oh, because
it's there. There's no doubt that he's there. So, because we talked when Darnold. He's like, how do you feel about Dart? Remember that?
Yeah,
remember those conversations? Yeah, yeah. What did I say?
He'll get there.
Get there. It'll figure it out. And I think Kyle is talented. He's a little short.
He's very short. He's 5'10" as a starting NFL quarterback guy. It's the list. I say this all the time, and it's not.
There's not many
5'10" starting quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. He was listed as 6 feet. Doug Flutie is on that list. Fran Tarkington is on that list. So
it can happen.
It not often.
Though. No, no, the, right. But I think Kyler's really, really
in the modern NFL.
It's tough.
Johnny Manziel was 5'11" and he couldn't get it figured out. Baker Mayfield is 6 feet tall and he's got it figured out. It doesn't.
We can't throw Johnny Manziel into that whole conversation because he had
Johnny Manziel. Issue. Johnny Manziel himself, no, right out of the league. Yes.
So I'm optimistic with it. I mean, if anything, it'll prompt JJ to go, okay, I really need to do something here.
I mean, I miss watching
those. But I don't think he's going to get those that time.
When Minnesota's offense looks good, they're a fun team to watch. Yeah. I don't root against them like I root against the Bears. They're fun to watch when that offense is clicking.
We can both hate the Bears.
You should. They're not fun to watch. No. No.
If I didn't like Dan Campbell, I'd just loathe the Trey Lions, too.
I've always felt bad for the Lions. They were 0-16. They had Barry Sanders, and they were 0-16. Yeah. They had Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford, and were 0-16. Yeah. Wayne Fonts. They were a bad franchise for a very long time. I didn't consider them a... Nope, people talking about the 85 Bears still.
Remember the Matt Patricia coaches?
I absolutely do,
That was part of the lows losing.
Charlie Rott, the bad franchise, badly run.
Okay, so into the NFL?
No, that'll be it.
Because we only have like 2.5 minutes left.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
The Brewers, did we cover everything about the Brewers?
Did you need to cover anything else with the Brewers?
I mean, like I said, they're 13-9.
They're third in the National League
in on-base percentage. They were really up and down. They've been 500 in the last 10.
That was that last year, too.
Yes. But here's the thing. At 13-9, they are still on pace to win 95-96 games.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
They're still on pace to do what they did last year. Difference, big difference, their division is much, 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 much tougher.
Sure.
They're sitting in third place in their division. Everybody's over 500. The Reds have been historically bad a long time. They're in first place. The Pirates have been so bad that they've had multiple number one overall picks in the last 5 years. They're doing very well. The Cubs are spending a lot of money to be pretty good, and the Brewers are still being the Brewers. So the good on the Brewers, Bryce Terang is perhaps the best second baseman in the National League. He's hitting the ball really hard. He's playing. He won the silver fielder award, like the platinum fielder. He was the best fielder in baseball last year at his position. He's hitting the cover off the ball.
1 minute.
Garrett Mitchell is healthy for the first time in his career. He's played 60. He's getting at bats. He looks really good. They are 2 weeks away from getting healthy. I'm going to count that as the good. Right? Jackson Churio, Andrew Vaughn, Christian Yelich are three of their best offensive players. Quentin Priester was their best pitcher last year. None of them have seen the field. The bad, Sal Frelick is terrible this year. He was very good last year. He was an all-star. He was really great outfielder, won the gold glove. He's hitting like 200. Jory Ortiz is still hitting 200.
30 seconds.
The bottom of the Brewers lineup is going to be what loses them the division. They need to call up some talent. That's really, really what I want to see.
Okay.
Other things?
Not much time.
NBA playoffs are going on. The Timberwolves are playing
Denver.
No, that's about it, man.
We'll talk a lot next week of after the draft.
Yeah, so. There's always some stuff after the draft. That'll be great. You guys have a great weekend. See ya.